For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Both teams out on the floor. Anna Grace Foreman will be jumping center for Mountain Home. And for West Memphis, Tarika Inman will try to win the tip. Ball is up in the air. The tip is won by Mountain Home. They are moving left to right, right to left, in this first half. Here is Martin with the top as West Memphis starts off in a man-to-man. Martin dribbles to the right wing. Throws up top to Foreman. Try to force it into Yates. Ball was knocked away and stolen by West Memphis. They're quickly back the other way. Going in for the left. Shot was blocked. That was Tucker trying to get the shot. Shot was blocked by Foreman. Mountain Home comes up with the basketball. Here's Gilbert back the other way. She's dribbling towards the left wing. Pulling up for the jumper. No good. Up. Looks like Mountain Home had the rebound for a moment, but just went right through Anna Grace Foreman's hands and goes out of bounds. It will be West Memphis basketball as we are 29 seconds into this contest. There are the late Blue Devils in the front court. Tucker with it on the right side, throwing it up top to Hollins. Back over to Tucker. Now up top to Hazley. Now ball was thrown down on the low block to Inman. She passes a little ahead of her, excuse me, over her head, that is. Goes out of bounds. Mountain Home will get back on the turnover as with 7:14 left to play in this opening period. So both teams with one turnover so far. And no score as of yet. Martin across the timeline, dribbling towards the left, giving it there to Gilbert. Back to Martin. Now up top to Yates. Over to Gilbert on the right side. Gilbert's going to drill down into the lane, pull up for the jumper near the free throw line. No good. Ball's knocked around. Finally, rebound control by Yates, that is. Giving it to Gilbert on the other end of the paint. Going in for the layup. Good, and Mountain Home strikes first. Lady Bombers up 2-0 with 6:48 left in the first quarter. Hazley across the half-court stride, throwing it over on the left side to Hollins. Ball goes down on the low block to Inman. She gets the layup good, and we are tied up at two apiece with 6:34 left in the opening period. Tarika Inman, Tarika, with her first 2 points tonight. Here's Gilbert with it on the left wing for the Lady Bombers. Now she'll drill towards the top, gives it on the left side to Yates. Yates finds Foreman near the left elbow. Foreman is going to pull up for the jumper. It rolls around, will not go, and the rebound's controlled by Hazley, and West Memphis has the ball with a chance to take their first lead of the night. 6:05 left in the opening period. We're tied at two apiece. Hazley with it, giving it to Bradley there at the top. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Tierra Bradley with her first 3 points of the night. And Lady Blue Devils up 5-2 with 5:50 left in the opening period. Martin into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Dribbling toward the left side. Near the corner, gives out to Jackson on the wing. Now up top to Yates. Yates will give it down to Foreman in the paint, and she's going to be fouled from behind. A reach over foul called on West Memphis. That's going to be on Tarika Inman, her first personal foul. Team foul number one against West Memphis here in the first half. 5:33 left in the opening period. Kay Gilbert will inbound the ball on the baseline for the Lady Bombers. Gets into Martin on the left wing. Up top to Foreman. Over to Yates near the right elbow. Finds Foreman cutting into the lane. That kicks back out to Martin in the left corner. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Hazley. She's quickly back the other way, going into the lane. Going to go up for the layup. And if the basket didn't go in, and they would have waved it off anyway because Hazley was called for the offensive foul. I believe that was Leah Jackson drawing the charge there. That is Hazley's first personal foul, team foul number two against the Lady Blue Devils, and their second turnover of the night. Gilbert into the front court with 5:15 left in the first quarter. Lady Blue Devils up 5-2. Gilbert dribbling on the left side, giving up top to Yates. Back over to Gilbert on the wing. Gilbert's going to drill down towards the paint. Now kicks out to Foreman on the elbow. Foreman drills to the low block. Now gives it to Gilbert in the corner. Now Gilbert drill out to the wing. Pull up for the three-pointer. Misses everything. And Foreman chases down the offensive rebound. Gives it to Gilbert in the lane. She's fouled from behind, going up for the layup. And she'll head to the free throw line. All right. Hazley picks up her second personal foul. That's the third team foul against West Memphis. So Kate Gilbert at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First free throw is up and in. With 4:53 left to play in the first quarter, Hazy will take a seat with her second foul. She'll be replaced by Jamie Golson, a 5'3 senior. Gilbert's second free throw is up and in. She has all four of Mount Holmes points in this game. 5-4, West Memphis on top. Less than 5 minutes left in the opening period. Here's Tucker quickly into the front court. Now she's being double teamed. Now she loses the handle of the ball, and Gilbert comes up with the steal. She gives it to Martin. That is West Memphis' third turnover of the night. Here's Martin quickly back the other way, going in for the layup, off the glass and in, and Mount Holmes back on top. And Sheila Burns has seen enough. She wants a timeout as Mount Holmes is back on top. 4:36 left to play in the first quarter. It is Mountain Home leading West Memphis 6-5. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1, lose weight. 2, control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
Well, Mountain Home forced a turnover and converted into points to get the lead back with a little over 4.5 minutes left. They lead 6-5. Here is West Memphis into the front court. Bradley with it on the right wing, throwing it down into the lane to Cortesia Hollins for the layup on the backside. Good. Our third lead change of the night as West Memphis is back up 7-6. 4:15 left in the first quarter. Full court man-to-man for West Memphis as Martin is into the front court. Martin drills to the left wing. Throws it near the right elbow to Yates. Her jumper will not go, and the rebound comes to Golson. She's quickly back into the front court for West Memphis. Throws it up top to Tucker. Tucker sets up the offense. Mounts home in a man-to-man. Ball goes around the right side to Golson. Up top now to Hollins. Over to Tucker on the left wing. Her pass was knocked away, but Inman's able to get it down on a low block, going up for the jumper. No good. Jackson gets the rebound, and back comes Mountain Home. Lady Bombers with the ball, trailing by a point. Here's Yates with it in the left corner. She's going to pull up for the jumper. Good. And Mount Holmes back on top. Ashton Yates with her first 2 points of the night. Lady Bombers lead 8-7. 3.5 minutes left in the opening period. That's our fourth lead change so far. Tucker into the front court for the Lady Blue Devils. Throws it to Bradley right at the top of the three-point line. Now she'll give it to Inman on the left side. Now back up top to Golson. Over to Tucker on the right. Tucker will dribble up to the top. Just inside the half-court line. Now throws over to the left side to Hollins. Down low block to Hinman. She's going in for the layup. Off the glass, no good. Gilbert gets the rebound. Back come the Lady Bombers. Gilbert into the front court. Throws it to Jackson, who's going to try for the long three. Miss hits the bottom of the backboard. No good. Foreman gets the offensive rebound. Goes back up. Will draw contact and head to the line for a pair of free throws. Tierra Bradley picks up her first personal foul. That is the fourth team foul against West Memphis. Anna Grace Foreman at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has yet to score in this game. First shot is up, no good. One more chance to perform to increase Mount Holmes' lead. Foreman's second shot is up, no good. She misses both, and the rebound comes to West Memphis. Lady Bombers lead 8-7. Here is Tucker into the front court, throws over to Hollins on the left side. Down to Inman, just outside the paint. She's going to pull up for the jumper over Yates. Misses everything. Tucker's there for the offensive rebound. Her shot is blocked by Foreman. She gets the ball back. Goes back up with it. This one will not go. And Gilbert gets the rebound. And back come the Lady Bombers. Mounts home with the ball, leading 8-7. Gilbert dribbling on the right side. Throws it up top to Yates. Yates is going to dribble down into lane. Going in for the layup. Her shot's going to be blocked. Goes out of bounds. And it will be Mounts Home's basketball with 2:15 left in the first quarter. Dell Leonard wanting a foul called, and I think he's got a point. I thought they got a lot of arm on that and knocked her to the ground, but they set all ball. Here is Martin taking the inbound pass, throwing it to Jackson in the left corner. Down to Foreman on the low block. It gives it to Yates. Over to Gilbert on the free throw line. Her jumper, no good, may have been partially blocked. Leah Jackson saves it in, but right to the hands of Tierra Bradley, and back comes West Memphis. Here is Inman into the lane. She's going in for the layup. Good, and West Memphis is back on top. And Dell Leonard is going to take the timeout now as the Lady Blue Devils have the fifth lead change of the night. We'll break with 154 left to play in the first quarter. It is West Memphis leading Mountain Home 9-8. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Well, Mountain Home taking their first time out after West Memphis went back on top 9-8. Less than 2 minutes left in this first quarter. Here's Gilbert with the ball on the left wing. Dribbles to the corner. Now takes a screen from Yates, and she goes back out to the wing. Up top to Foreman. Over on the left side, or right side to Martin. Up top to Yates. Down to Foreman in the lane. Going up for the layup. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Bradley. Back comes West Memphis. A minute and a half left to play in this first quarter. Lady Blue Devils with the ball, leading 9-8. Tucker into the front court. Dribbles to the left side, going down towards the lane, going up for the layup, it will not go. Gets her own rebound, goes back up with it off the glass and in. Tania Tucker with her first 2 points of the night. It is an 11-8 West Memphis lead. A little over a minute left to play in this first quarter. Martin takes the screen, throws it up top to Yates. Over on the right side, it goes to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to drill down into the lane, going in for the layup. No good, maybe partially blocked. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by West Memphis. It's going to be Mountain Home basketball with 57.9 seconds left. Emily Payne's going to check in for the first time tonight for the Lady Bombers as Kate Gilbert takes the seat. Payne, a 5'6 junior. Martin will inbound the ball on the baseline. Gets into Yates in the lane. Going to go up for the layup. No good. Gets her own rebound. Gives it back to Martin, who's going to pull up for the jumper outside the lane. This one won't go either. And this time the rebound comes to Inman, and back come the Lady Blue Devils. 47 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Tucker going to the top for the three-pointer. No good. Yates gets the rebound, and back come the Lady Bombers. Lady Bombers trailing 11-8 with 34 seconds left. Here's Martin with it on the left wing. Throws up top to Foreman. Over to Payne on the right side. Payne takes the screen. Throws it up top to Yates. Yates trying to figure out where to go with it. Now gives it to Foreman. Over to Martin on the right side. 20 seconds left to play in the first quarter. 15 seconds left now as Martin's going to dribble up to the top. Set up for one last shot before the end of the quarter. 9 seconds left. Martin's going to dribble down in towards the lane. Loses the handle of the ball. Tucker comes up with the steal. She's quickly back the other way. 3 seconds. Tucker's going to go in for the layup. Shot was stripped from behind. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home. It will be West Memphis ball with 0.3 seconds left. Might be enough time for a catch and shoot. Tucker will inbound it underneath the basket. Ball goes up top to Bradley. She's going to quickly put up the shot. No good, and we've come to the end of the first quarter. Our first 8 minutes are in the books. Our score at the end of one. West Memphis leading Mountain Home 11-8. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fifth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our locations or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.